Hello again, ladies. Welcome to another episode of Healing into Femininity. And today I want to talk to you about the topic of starting your own creative or spiritual business. So, what do I mean by creative or spiritual business? I believe creative is more understandable, but spiritual is actually the same, right? Spirituality means of the spirit, of the like what is in you, inside of you, the energy that animates you, right? That is the spirit. It's the same thing as your creative force. I always say, and that's what I deeply believe, that God is in all of us, or whatever you believe in, God, the universe, this life force, energy, whatever you want to call it. Like, different religions have different names for it. We are now in the times of quantum physics, where also for the westernized mind, for the mind who loves proof and who loves science, we already have the science that basically what is said in physics, it's the same thing where we have been speaking about in religion for years and years and years. So I don't want to make it a discussion or a topic of division, because that's what religion has been for so long. It's a topic of division, and I don't want it to be about division. It's about coming together and unifying, because I believe that we are all one, and that we're all connected, and we're all in spirit, right? We're all inspired, and we all have something inside of us that we want to bring into this world. And I see this just like a seed, right? We're talking in personal development and all of that. We speak about potential. What is a potential? Potential is like a seed. And we can see human beings like, yeah, it's a, like a web of matter. Like, human beings are matter, right? We are our bodies. And what is really our job, our purpose to do, is to dig deep inside ourselves and to find the seed that was planted in us, and then to cultivate the seed inside of us. That's when we talk about self-care. That's when we talk about cutting off everything that no longer serves us, so we can fully focus on ourselves and meditate and dive in and ask questions, so we can find the seed inside of us, and then we bring it out. We bring it out, or we nourish it. We cultivate it. We water the seed inside of us, and we make it our focus in life to bring out what is inside of us. And this is, if you see this as a picture, this is when we bear fruit from who we are, right? So that's what I mean when I speak about creative or spiritual business, because I believe we all have that seed of talent inside of us, that seed of the story, the perspective, the talent, the interest inside of us that we need to get out. And I am at this point in my life. I've always been a very creative, smart, attentive, observant person. And I've always loved speaking and learning and reading and writing. And I've always been curious. And then once I started entering the workforce, when I was done with my studies, I realize I don't see myself in a 9-to-5. I don't see myself like working here for someone else. I have so much to share. I mean, my life is so full. There are so many things that I can share. So I made it my main motivation to cultivate that gift inside of me. And as I always openly share, and not to aggrandize myself, like not to make myself bigger than I am, but also just to show you what it needs sometimes. Like, it doesn't always need monetary investment, but definitely if you want to take it to a professional level, it definitely also needs money investment into your gifts, into your skill sets. That's when you show yourself that you're dedicated, that you believe in yourself. So That's what happened for me. If you don't know the story, let me just quickly share it. But today I really want to talk more about how it's not about me. How it's not about me. That's really what I want to talk about. How I am using this platform to share, yes, also my story, so you can hopefully see yourself in my story if you haven't found anyone yet who you can compare with, not compare, but who you can look up to, or where you feel like, oh, that person has kind of like a similar story and they have similar interests and they just resonate with me. Because for me, I have been looking for someone I could follow, or I could be like, yeah, I resonate with that person. I think if it's possible for her, then it's possible for me. That's why I tell my story, not only to tell my story because I love speaking about myself. No, not only because of that, but really because I want you to see yourself in me. And I will quickly share my story, but then I will come back to you because, again, as I said, I am here because I know that this is what I believe. That's my purpose. That's my dream. Like, I want to create a million millionaires in my lifetime. Wouldn't that be amazing? That's a little big, right? But I don't believe that it's only me that has to do it. But I believe in planting the seeds, helping some people get to the level, let's say 100 millionaires. And then those 100 millionaires will also carry out that seed for them. So 100 millionaires will create 100 more, right? And so on and so forth. And I believe that this is how we can change the world. This is how we can create an impact. And why I love speaking about money so much is also because I believe that these gifts that you have, that I have, that most of us have, I believe almost everybody, almost every human being could become a millionaire. And I believe that that's exactly what we're doing here. Like, that's exactly my intention, is to create more people who find their purpose, to find their gift, to cultivate that gift, to build themselves up, to make a business out of it, to create value for the people they serve, and then to make everybody rise. That's the formula. And it actually can be quite simple if we do the inner work. And that's what I heavily promote. That's my job. That's my expertise, to do the inner work, meaning getting rid of all the mindset, all the confusion, all the moral confusion, all the lies that we've been told in the society about so many things, especially about ourselves. And I want to help you get you back to trusting yourself. Because, as I said, I believe that God lives inside of you. God lives inside of you. God lives inside of your body. God lives inside of your heart. And the more you shut out the voices of the world, the more you learn to listen to yourself. So my target, or my objective, is really to get you closer to yourself, is to get you closer to your inner voice, to your intuition, to your connection with God. That's what I want. I am not God. I don't need to be worshipped. Like, I'm not here to be worshipped. Like, that's not my goal. My goal is to get you back to, if at all, worshipping yourself, right? So let's get right into it. So today I want to talk about, as I said, that everyone has this seed. And on Friday, I'm going to be hosting a mastermind, a master class on Zoom. So if you're interested, and if you get the chance to listen to this podcast before Friday, the 19th of January, 2022, 24, 2024, go sign up at info@joannafatonji.com and sign up. It's a free master class, and I'm going to be sharing with you just a few things about how you can get going with your business, because actually it is quite easy in these times. We just have to get rid of all of the distraction. So I want to tell you a little bit about my story, and then we jump into the topic. So I always like to start at the beginning because it's important, very briefly. So, my mom is German, my dad is Ghanaian. I had a quite rocky childhood in terms of moving. So, my parents had like really a struggle life. My dad came to Germany like he was a migrant. He didn't have a visa, he didn't have a passport to stay. So, to be honest, and I love my mom so much, I know, and I know she knows it as well. But like my dad mo married my mom for the papers, and my mom helped my dad so much to get on his feet and to get his life straight, and also to help, to help establish this life. So that's the life I was born into. My parents already had one child, my brother, 4 years older. And when I was young, my parents continued to work, or like right after my birth, my mom went back to work. So it was like a typical Western family where the children get to daycare early on. And then when I was three, my parents decided to, because life was so hard in Germany, also with the racism and everything going on. In my family's life, my mom thought, like, wouldn't a life in Ghana be easier for all of us? And so my parents explored that option, and they decided to get us all there, but then leave my brother and me there, and they would come back to Germany and work to make more money without the children, without having to take care of the kids, so being more focused on the job, and then collecting all the money to come back to Ghana and then establish a life there. Just a little bit. That's the beginning of my life. So I was in Ghana when I was three, and I came back when I was six. So almost 3 years I lived in Ghana. And there I lived with my extended family, with my grandma, with my grandpa, with uncles, with nephews, with nieces. That's how it goes down when you live in a normal family, let's say that, in a so-called third world country. I know these stories are not only typical for Africa, but also for India and other people in, yeah, not so westernized countries, let's say that. So no judgment here, no judgment here. I just want to give you the story. So that's where I grew up. I went to kindergarten in Ghana. I like was beaten like the other kids. I had to wear a school uniform. I learned reading and writing very early. Ghana is like very disciplinarian when it comes to education. And I spend my free time being with a lot of kids in the neighborhood. Like, that's also very normal for an upbringing in a country like that. So I'm saying that to say that, of course, and I'll always say that because I want to make everybody aware that we all have had some kind of childhood experiences. We can call it childhood trauma or whatnot. So that's part of my story. And fast forward, we moved back to Germany. I became the first girl, or the first one out of my family who got higher education. So I got a bachelor's in international business, making me the first academic out of my mom's bloodline, I know for sure. And I think also out of my dad's bloodline. So I am the so-called first. So I knew that, like, it was instilled in me early on, even though my parents were not so strict. I kind of knew from the past I had in Ghana, it's a privilege to be in Europe, and I should make the best out of myself. So I went to school, I did everything I had to do, even though I was very free. Like, I could go out, I could dance and pursue my real hobbies. When I was younger, I used to do a lot, and I actually had a quite balanced life, but I always focused on school because I also liked it. I'm a very curious person, and that's what got me through school. So after finishing my bachelor's, I went into the corporate world. I quickly realized that's not what I wanted. I became a international accountant for an international corporation. That's definitely not what I wanted to do. So I really prayed, because I always had a personal connection to this thing so-called God, right? So I prayed to God and I was like, you have created miracles for so many people, like help me find my purpose. And I set out onto this journey, and I'm telling you, it wasn't easy. Like I was kind of homeless at one point, I said it before, and I got a lot of help. There were so many people that helped me along my journey, and I want to say thank you. Like if anyone listens at any point in my life, I want to say thank you. If you're no longer in my life, but you helped me back then and you know who you are, thank you. Yeah, so I had a lot of help in my life and I continued to search for my purpose and I knew I had something to give. So I dabbled a little bit in non-governmental work. I worked with kids, I worked with the youth, I worked volunteer work. That's why I can't say everything that I'm saying. And as if you know a little bit about me today, I speak a lot about money and I so stand behind it because I've done all of it. Like I've done a lot of work for free, working with kids, working with organizations, and all of that with not really getting paid. So I did all that and I quickly realized, no, I can't, what's that? Like, I can't sustain myself like that. I wasn't being honest with myself. That's also a big trap for many people, I believe, especially those like us who come from, let's say, a more underprivileged, I don't like the word, but that's how we call it, right? A more underprivileged background. When you rise up, you want to take others with you. But of course, you first have to rise up yourself to be stable to take anyone else with you. It's about being coming from your overflow. And it's also about being, it's about common sense, but common sense is no, it's not so common. And even for me, it wasn't. So I dabbled in all these jobs and all these volunteer projects. But I realized, no, I can't sustain that. So I continue to follow my interest. I was interested in healing, knowing also personally, knowing about myself that my childhood and also my upbringing wasn't easy as a mixed child. Like for me, belonging was always a very big topic. Belonging, where do I belong? Who do I belong to? Do I have to pick a side, black or white, academic or street? Like, am I, what am I, who am I, where do I belong? Like, these were questions that were going on inside of me. But I knew I was interested in healing. So I became a certified nutritionist. And it opened up this big portal for me of continuing to learn about healing. And I continued. I prayed again, and the doors opened again. And I got to know my mentor, and she's a transformational specialist. So she has worked with the Dalai Lama, with Martin Luther King, with Rosa Parks, with so many people that we know and consider like big people in humanitarian work. That's what it's about, humanitarian work. And I found the system of transformation and I realized that's exactly what I want to teach people. And that's what I do today. I am a certified coach under her licensing, right? So I'm a dream builder coach and a life mastery consultant. And I have invested a lot of money into all of these certifications, but not only the money, but really the courage to just go for it, because I realized nothing else is like, I don't care really about the prestige. I don't really care about the fame. I want to be fulfilled in my heart. And I had so many questions myself. So I had to find those answers and the solutions to my own pain, and it was a soul pain. And even like I'm now 34 as I'm speaking, and I this deep rooted longing for validation, and this deep rooted longing for belonging, and feeling like somebody else loves me or somebody else is there for me, will take care of me. In the teenage years, it was more the friends, but then when I got older, it was the men, right? And for a long time, and let me be very honest with you, and even until last year, I always thought I need a man. I need a man. And yes, I need a man and I want a man. I want a man, but not from this place of lack. And that's why I'm saying that is because I want to be so transparent so you are not fooled. This personal journey of transformation and really getting all of the programming out of your system, because we're continue to be bombarded with programming. Like we're continue to be lied to in social media and in media, and with all the celebrities we look up to and the things that are being glorified in society and all of that, we're continuing to be programmed. So I promote distancing yourself from the world. I promote getting away from all the shenanigans that you have maybe grown up with, all the toxic culture, the toxic media, the movies you have loved, and so many things. And I don't want to say that you can't never go back or whatever, but it's going to be like a big fast. If you know anything about health, it's good to fast, it's to cut away. Like, that's my number one thing. If you want to change something, the first thing you do is to cut away something instead of adding something. So, if you want to be more healthy, you cut away sugar, right? Or fat, or whatever you believe is dangerous to your current situation. So, you cut away. And it's the same thing with people and media intake and music and movies and everything that you have been so accustomed to. People always say, oh, what else should I eat? Because they have always just eaten one thing and that was toxic and not good for your body. So if you are really not experiencing a life that you would love living, if you don't feel fulfilled, if you are depressed, if you are sad, if you are lethargic, if you have no purpose, if you don't enjoy your life, if you don't feel joy, if you don't feel like energetic, if you don't feel like you want to connect to people, like people you really love, like your family, maybe, sometimes our families is also not the best people to be around. So, but if you and your personal self and your body don't feel good about life, there's something wrong, because that's not how you should feel about your life. And most probably is because you have to cut away from things. So I'm saying all of that because we're still going to the business, right? We're still going to the business. I'm saying all of that to say, like, this was also part of my personal transformational journey. I had to cut away so many things, and sometimes, especially because like my biggest addiction is people. And I think that's also deeply rooted. I don't want to find excuses for it, but it's people and the assumption of love, the assumption of having found somebody that is going to love me like a friend, right? I don't even know how to say it. So look at your life and see what is going on, like from your childhood to your youth to wherever you are currently. So I'm saying all of that to say that sometimes it can take a long time, and it's definitely not by doing it alone that you will find peace in your soul, because that's the goal. Again, as I said, my goal for you is number one, is to find peace with your soul, to be healthy, holistically healthy, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And then from that place, to create riches. That's exactly, put it in two sentences, and that's exactly what I want for you. I want you to find peace with yourself, and from that place to create riches. That's what I believe. That's exactly the journey. So let me come to a little bit of maybe rounding off like what I did. So as I said, like just to finish off my journey, like that is a little bit of my journey. And what I've done in the past years was to like really dive into extracting everything that I am and releasing everything that I'm not, and looking for what I really want and everything that was put upon me by the world, right? So today, really, I don't really want to mention the things that I've done because it's okay. And I'm proud of what I've done already. I have had the privilege of helping more than 100 people in my coaching, and I was top 20 Miss Germany last year, and I've partaken in some great things like hosting events, hosting weddings, standing on stage, having the privilege to facilitate workshops, talking about heart-centered selling, being a successful salesperson, things like that. Okay. So, but I believe my biggest goal is to do what I'm saying right now, is to help people to find soul peace and then to create riches from that point. So that's a little bit about me. And now let's talk about you, right? As I said, I'm only saying that, and I think I'm going to stop from now on. I've created a lot of content speaking about myself because I always think I personally want to know who somebody is, because we live in a day and age where there are so many people talking about what they can do for you. But I also want to know who you are. Like, what are your values? What do you stand for? Are you integrous? I believe that in 2024, we're going to see a lot of people fall that we have glorified. That's why it's important to check their background. I don't trust people like that no more. Like, to be very, very honest, I don't trust everybody, and I don't expect you to. That's why I'm sharing these things with you. Maybe a little bit about my personal life. I'm very close to my family, especially to my mom and to my brother. And I am more of a lone wolf, to be honest, even though I can be very social. I am a master socializer. I'm a very shining person. I can do that, but I choose to stay by myself because I like to think, I like to read, and I don't trust too many people because I believe that many people have weak morals and are not really on the same page that I am on. That's my personal opinion, but I like to be surrounded by strong individuals, and I love to learn from really high minds and strong individuals. So that's really me. So, with that being said, I want to let you know that you are also ready to be a leader. This podcast here, I have also, like, I know that I am helping people to be spiritual leaders and also to be leaders in general. But when I say spiritual leader, I don't mean that you have to start a cult. Right? I don't mean that you have to think that you are Jesus. I don't think that you have to think that you're the Dalai Lama or some sort of guru. I don't even think that I'm a guru, right? I just have done some inner work and I have found my personal truth. But what I mean by spiritual leader is that you're backed by your own spirit, that you're backed by your own belief, if you have any, in any higher power, right? And I believe you can only be here with me, like really long term, if you are open to cultivate a relationship with your own higher power. Again, not me, I'm not the guru. You have your own power and your own connection to your own spirit inside of you. And that's what I want to open you to. And I believe that being a spiritual leader comes with integrity for me. Not every spiritual leader in this history was of integrity, but I believe that it's time for people to be of integrity and to have values and to have a strong backbone and to not be willing and able to be bought so easily, right? And not to sell their soul so easily just because of popular opinion or because you are possessed by a greed demon. I'm getting deep, deep down. Okay, so I am not here to filter myself. So whoever loves me, you're welcome. And if you can't, if it's too much of this content, if it's too much, then you're invited to also leave the platform. That's totally fine. But I want to let you know that I believe that I'm here to empower spiritual leaders with a strong backbone, with morals, with values, and with a connection to their own source, to their own higher guidance. Because I believe, number one, as I said, it's not so much about me, it's more about you. I want to serve you. And my why, I told you my why, right? My why personally, why I am in business and why I believe that my voice matters is because I know that I can help people that are still underrepresented. So I am mixed. I am outwardly a colored woman, a brown woman, a black woman, if you so will. I am educated. And at the same time, I'm still savage. I call myself that. I'm savage. And that means that I am not willing to be politically correct. I don't want to be sweet talking. I don't want to be nice. I want to say the truth. I want to say the truth and nothing but the truth. And probably my truth is also going to evolve, right? Because sometimes you say something that you think is true at that time, but then you evolve, you learn more, you grow more, and then maybe some other truth will be revealed to you. So my intention is to always tell the truth right now, right? So not that people say, yeah, you said this and now you're saying this. Sometimes truth evolve. That's also a law, right? It's not because of malintention, but it's because that's just what it is. Truth changes. Or let's say the degree of truth. Truth never changes, but maybe my awareness of certain things. So I want to do what I can as best as possible. That's what I want to say. So, and I am a creative. I am a creative. I am, and at the same time, I'm very disciplined and I am here to share this gift. I want to be of support to you. I want you to believe in or hold on to me if you are maybe sometimes weak, but my goal is always to empower you to be sovereign and to be independent and not to, I don't want to keep you bondage. I don't want to keep you attached to me if you are finished with the education you need. That's my why. My why is to empower people who have something to say, who have something on their heart, who want to contribute to society, who want to be free, who want to live their potential, who want to stop living in fear of judgment of others, who want to see how far they can go by their God-given talents, right? So that's my why. That's my why. Like I want to use my knowledge and power and perspective and courage and gifts to empower you and other people to live their best life. Soul-led, soul connected, being connected to your soul, being honest and authentic and in tune with the infinite. That's what I want for you. So that's my why. And then my question for you is, what's your why? I'm using myself as a case study, and I want to ask you, like, what would be your why? Why do you see yourself fit to be a leader? Why do you see yourself fit to be an entrepreneur? Because an entrepreneur is a leader. Why do you see yourself, like, what is it? What is your why? Why do you think that you can help other people? Why do you want to help other people? Maybe that's the most fundamental question. Why do you want to be in business? Like, really, what's the why? You have to ask yourself that. I'm not going to reveal it now. It's questions for you. I would like to invite you to write them down and to take a quiet second and to think about it and to write it down. If you want the full guidance, come to the masterclass on Friday at 3 p.m. German time, GMT time plus one, and write me on info@joannafatonji.com to sign up. It's going to be a Zoom masterclass, and then I'm going to record it, and afterwards I'm going to upload it, and I'm going to sell it for 111 euros. So if you can't make it on Friday, you can still purchase the Life Masterclass later on. Okay, so why? You always have to start why. Why? Because starting a business, starting an endeavor is never only about money. As I said, for me, number one thing is to help you be at peace with your soul, be at peace with your mind. This is the number one thing. That's my number one goal, for you to be at peace so you can die tomorrow. Right? That's the goal, to make you release all the blocks, all the fear, all the doubt, all the worry, all the negative self-talk, all the procrastination, all the chaos, all the all the people pleasing, all the playing the good girl, ne never standing up for yourself, releasing your incapability of creating strong boundaries around yourself, releasing your lack of self-worth and self-respect and self-preservation, really releasing all these things and coming into your own, becoming full and activating your wholeness. Like, you are one person, you are whole, you are a child of God, and you don't need nobody else. Not a man, yeah, not a man. Like, in terms of needing, it's really about being self-sustained and then coming together with someone else in respect. Because if you are not self-sustained, you cannot come together with someone in sovereignty. And this is, I'm going to speak more about that, but that's what I believe. That's my why. My why is to help you to gain inner mastery and clarity. It's all about the inner game. It's the mindset, it's the heart, it's the nervous system, it's the discipline, it's the follow through, is the order, is the streamlining, is the structure, is the rituals, it's the routines, it's the new lifestyle, right? That's what we are going to establish in my courses for you. And then the next thing, from this place, you can create your own success. That's my why. My why is not the money. My why is first the inner peace. And why? Because I have created it for myself, and now I want to share it because I know how much peace it has brought me, so much clarity, so much gratitude. And I know also what a long journey it was to get me here, and also a painful journey. And I want to spare you all the mistakes that I made. Of course, you have to do your own, but I believe that when we learn from mentors, it collapses time and it leaves us a lot of stress and pain and suffering because we don't need more. So that's my why. That's my why. That's my why. I want to help you to live your soul's purpose successfully, successfully. And then number two, and this is also for you again. So first you find out your why, and then number two, you find out what kind of business do you want? What kind of business do you want to create? So I can tell you a little bit about my business, okay? So as I told you, I am a certified Dream Builder coach. I'm a certified life mastery and soul consultant. And I have learned, I have been through a rigorous training of transformational teaching with my mentor, having invested around 150,000 euro or dollars into my education and into my certification programs, and having access to a university of support, a university of different courses on so many things about entrepreneurship, about coaching, about Yeah, like coaching in all ways, really from helping you to set up a vision to working on your self-image to working on all of the things that we need, right? All of the things that you need in order to create that life. And it's a lot. It's a lot of material. It's a combination of psychotherapy. It's a combination of spiritual principles. It's a combination of success principles, right? It's a combination of entrepreneurship. It's mindset. It's working with the nervous system. It's a lot. I don't want to bore you with it. Yeah. But what I want to tell you is that that's my what. So, what I can offer you is being highly skilled and highly trained in transformation. That means I'm going to help you to get unstuck and to get your creative juices flowing and to keep them flowing, right? Because it's not only to do it once, but it's to do it consistently because this will create success. So that's it. What is the business? My business is an online academy, and I have three programs. Number one, the Dream Builder. Number two, Life Mastery, and number three, the High-End Empress. These are my three offers. And what I help you with is to create the results that you want. Very easy. What I do, I help people through a proven, repeatable, reliable coaching structure to create the results that they would love. That's what I do. So the question for you is, what would you love? You can also, as I said, I believe that my focus and an expertise is helping creative and spiritual entrepreneurs, but you can do everything being a social, spiritual, or creative entrepreneur. You can want to create a big business, like a big one with hundreds and thousands of employees. I don't want that. If that's what you want, let's go for it, right? If you want to create a small business with up to 500 people working for you, we can create that, right? If you want a more leaner business, so-called lifestyle business, where it's only you, your laptop, maybe your platform, and one to five employees, like a personal assistant or a team that you work with, then that's also fine. That's definitely what I personally have the most experience with myself. But I believe that I can help people navigate whatever they want. Because if you have it on your heart to create this huge empire business, then I'm sure that you have the resources for it. Maybe not at your fingertips right now, but they can all come later on through contacting people and so on and so forth. So just because I am having a business and I chose it, like I'm very happy with it and I don't plan to change it ever. Yeah, for me, that's exactly the size of the business I want. It's very lean, but it's robust and it's high quality. So the question is what it is that you want to do? What kind of business is it? And now, of course, who are you serving? Who are you serving? Right? Number one, why? Why do you want to be in business? What inspires you? What motivates you? What keeps you up at night? Like, why do you wake up in the morning? Why do you wake up at all? What motivates you, right? Then what is it that you want to do? What kind of service or product or solution do you want to create for other people? And then number three is who are you serving? Right? Who are you serving? So why, what, and who? And I can tell you a little bit about my who. Who am I serving? I said it before, creative and spiritual entrepreneurs. And what does that exactly mean? So again, there are different approaches to finding solutions because businesses are, at the end of the day, solutions to problems. They can be very fundamental problems, just as giving people access to water, that can be a problem. But a problem can also be somebody sweating a lot and they need a deodorant that keeps staying for more than 48 hours or have a higher intensity, right? That can be a problem. So For me, the kind of people that I work with are people that have a burning desire to create, people who know that they can't. Or they have maybe even before created solutions for others, right? Solutions can be everything. It can be in the beauty field, which is more of a so-called high luxury placement already, even though it doesn't have to be important. But what I feel with many is that they feel like, oh, that's not really a problem. But yeah, if you can't find the right products for your hair, this is where the whole black hair revolution started. Now, so many women are creating black hair products or makeup products because people create makeup products for black people and so on because it hasn't been there. And that's how we create solutions. Like you see where there's something missing on the market, maybe in your own life. What is missing on in your own life? What is missing? What would you love more of? And then you see, oh, okay, we can change something about it, something that you're passionate about. So for me, I can tell you a little bit about my who. So the people that I coach are people who want to create, people who want to change something because they most of the time come from, as I said, it doesn't have to be. To be very honest, like at the beginning, I've always struggled personally to be like, oh, I think I want to help more people of color because it makes more sense to me. This is where my passion lies. This is what I can relate to. But to be honest, I had the privilege of just attracting a lot of white people into my business as well. And as I always say, my mom is white. I also am white. I am like I have it in my DNA, and I don't want to discriminate at all. Like, I work with everybody. I work with everybody, and I love working with everybody because everyone is kind of the same. And that's the solution that I have gained throughout the past 6 years of my business, 6, 7 years of my business. I have had the privilege of working with everybody, white, black, Middle Eastern, Asian, men, women, young, old, like everything, really all across the board. I have decided to only work with women now because since I see myself as a life coach and a mentor for all aspects of life, I really want to share more about relationship as well, relationship and femininity. That's why the brand is called Healing into Femininity. And that's why I also, along the way of my business journey, I have changed. I don't work with men anymore. And I really want to focus deeper into women. So, again, my business is for women entrepreneurs, spiritual and creative entrepreneurs who have ideas and who have energy and who have a desire to create a better life for themselves. First, healing themselves and then creating business money. Right? As I said, number one, number two, it goes hand in hand. Creating business is about healing. And that's where I started with telling you my story. What I realized being very ambitious, like I'm a very ambitious woman and I have like achieved everything that I've really wanted. And when it came to business, especially that I've chosen this, like really brave, I started coaching or I did the certification when I was 27. So I was quite young, if you want to say that. Some people would even say maybe it's a little old, whatever. I felt like I was quite young to be a life coach, but I realize it's not about age, and now I'm 34. I have grown into even more maturity. And what I realized is that I had to work through all of my pain and my trauma because most of the patterns that create the life that we have are rooted in our childhood, right? So for me, the biggest block that I had to overcome is the abandonment and the self-worth issues. And these are most of the time the things that we all have, depending on how we grew up. And more or less, we kind of all have it. Only if we have had like this wonderful relationship with our parents and we're so full of self-love, I'm very happy if that's you, like very, very happy. But that's not me. And I believe, or it wasn't me. And it wasn't a lot of people that I see in my surroundings and that I see in the world. So I believe that's what I can help you with, is to reclaim your self-worth and then also put a price on your service. You are worthy, right? You are worthy, and your story matters and your solutions matter. And that's exactly the kind of people that I serve, people who come from, yeah, more underprivileged background. But again, also everybody. I had the privilege of working with people who actually come from a rich background, but they still have money issues. They still have a bad mindset about money because, as I said, we're all constantly being infected by poverty consciousness and by lack mentality, which is not divine. So, if you are an entrepreneur and you know you have a dream, maybe you already have a lot of ideas, maybe you don't have an idea, but you know you want to change your life and you would love to help other people as well, or maybe you already have had some success, but you want to go to the next level. Maybe you have already built something, but you realize it's not really aligned with you anymore, and or it has fallen apart. Maybe it has also fallen apart, and you realize, okay, I've done the first steps already. Like I know why I came into business, but maybe you didn't have a solid business structure. I can help you with that as well, to talk more and shed more light on business and business structure and the power of, yeah, clarity, compassion, confidence, and consistency. Clarity, compassion, confidence, and consistency. These are the four C's that I love to use in my entrepreneur strategy, because clarity is exactly what you need in order to execute a business. And you need compassion with yourself and with your client, right? Because at one point, you have been where they are, and maybe you are still somewhere where you're a little struggling with yourself or with the processes, right? So we need a lot of compassion for ourselves and for the client. And then we need confidence still at the same time, like being really confident about, that's me. I can do that. That's what I am about. That's what I am dedicated to. I am certified for this. I am qualified for this. I have receipts that I can do it, or that I'm willing to do it, right? So you just need to build up your confidence. And it's actually very easy to build up the confidence. It's just looking at all the things you've already accomplished, and then to give yourself the shot that you will create something amazing again, right? And then it's about consistency, very, very important one. And I have to personally admit as well that sometimes, yeah, it is the marathon. And not only sometimes, it's always the marathon. And we have to stay consistent. We, especially as an entrepreneur, and as I said, all these things I'm saying, they all have to do with inner work. Because we live in a society where everything is so fast and so fast paced, and we can order food and we can order people on dating apps and we can do all these things fast, 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 fast. But real success is never fast. Real success is never fast. And you have to be so at peace and so in tranquility with yourself that you have to have the patience to wait for the success to come, while continuing to work for it every day. You work for it every day, every day, every day, every day, for a long time, until you get to the moment where you feel like, it was worth it. It was worth it. So all of that we're going to go dive a little deeper into in the workshop, but I hope that this episode already gave you some more clarity about me, about who I am, what I do, what I can do for you, and really the principles that I practice and preach. And yeah, my pure intention. I believe that, like this year, I believe that it's really about pure intentions. I believe that, especially as I said, I believe it can be very tricky to use this word spiritual, because So many people have different attachments to this word, and maybe sometimes even fear or some things like that. And I believe this year is going to be the year, because basically everything you do, not only religion or spirituality, everything you do can be used for good or for bad. And I believe that this year is going to be the year where you will have to feel into your heart and to be discerning. I spoke about that in another IG live, or maybe even in a podcast episode, that this year is about coming into maturity, coming into wholeness, and coming into discernment, and realizing what your energy is, and that you're no longer willing to compromise, being with people, working with people, being friends with people that are not a match to your values and to your energy and to your pure intentions. And I believe that I'm only attracting people with good hearts, and that are at the same time willing to fight for the good. I have this one phrase in my mind, is that, like, we live on this planet, and especially spiritual people, sometimes I feel that they're a little like delusional, but not in a good way, but really in a bad way, being in the land of fantasy, where you don't realize that there are actually evil people out here. There are actually evil people out here. So my why also is to create an army of like good people who are actually powerful. That's what it's about. Powerful actors and creators, not just dreaming and fantasizing and visualizing, but actually being ready to go for it. I don't necessarily want to use the word fight, but I believe in the beginning you have to fight. You have to fight free from all the limiting beliefs and the structures that have kept you in bondage of your true power. And I believe that this year is the year where we have to really take a side, also take a side. And the side is not between races. It's not black or white in the race, quote unquote. It's not about this ethnicity or this ethnicity. It's really about pure-hearted people, pure-heartedness, or wicked people, pure-hearted or wicked. This is where we want to draw the line, but we want to unite as good people. That's what I believe. So that's why I believe that this matters to you. If you are someone who wants to create something on a big level, and you want support, and you realize that you actually need support, to be very honest, because you up until now haven't created the results that you want. And I always like to say, personal development always continues, and there's nothing better than to be working with a mentor or a coach or a support structure that you're really committed and dedicated to, and being fully invested in your dream and into yourself. I believe that this is for you. Yeah, I believe that this is for you. So my question always is, what would it like, where would you be? Oh, yeah, where would you be if you just continue to do what you're doing? Where would you be 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years down the line if you just continue to do what you're doing? And if you keep on hoping and dreaming and visualizing, where will you be? Yeah. Where will you be, and what are you going to do, or where will you be if you take a chance on yourself and invest in yourself and actually commit to yourself and commit to your dream, and finding out your why, finding out your what, finding out who it is that you're serving, and actually get going and serving the people. So many people waste so much time in the thinking about something. And then the next thing where people can get lost is to self-aggrandize themselves, like to look all pretty and perfect on social media. It's a waste of time. I have been there too. It's a hiding, right? The only way how you can step forward is to be like, here I am. This is what I can offer. I know that I can do it very well. And I want to do it for this and this kind of person, because I believe that my service will have this and this benefit for you, for your life, for your heart, for your romance, for your finances, right? That's what we want to do, right? That's exactly what we want to do, because I believe everyone has a gift in their heart that we want to and need to cultivate throughout our lives, but we want to share it, especially we want to share it with the world. We want to share it with others. We want to share it with the so-called community, right? We want to share it with the world community, and we want to give it to others because that's the thing that will fulfill us the most. So that's it for today. And I hope I got across everything that you need. As I said, my intention really is to help you get pure. I mean, being connected to your own source of life, feeling alive, feeling creative, feeling energized, feeling motivated, feeling confident, feeling like you can really do what you're set out to do, and then to go and create success for yourself. That's my personal part as a coach. And yeah, I would love to work for you, with you, yeah, to support you on your journey, because I believe we need more good-hearted people in power positions. So again, as I said, 19th of January 2024, 3 p.m. GMT plus one time, German time, Berlin time, on Zoom. If you're interested, it's a masterclass for free on how to create your business. And it's going to be 1 hour. I'm going to record it. If you can't make it later on, I'm going to sell this masterclass for 111 euros to be downloaded on my website. So that's it for now. I wish you a wonderful day, and I hope to see you soon. Bye.